This is Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. Our Top 5 this week is Top 5 Best First Episodes, or First Chapters. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie. We have our co-host, Vincito.
Hi.
We have our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
What he said.
We have our other guest, Gabe.
Guest.
Our host. I'm tired tonight.
Our other guest. I love that. You're still a guest, Gabe.
Our honored host.
Honored host. Exalted host.
And
my face, my beautiful face.
And our honored guest of the week, Larix.
Hi.
Alright, then let's go to our number fives. Let's head it to Larix first.
Alrighty. My number five. Best first episode goes to the first episode of Foolikuli.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's probably one of the more memorable first episodes I've ever watched, because I can honestly say that's the one I remember the most out of all of them. It's just, you got fucking robots jumping out of kids' foreheads and Vespa women on mopeds hitting people in the face with a bass guitar, just shit like that.
Yeah.
It's a fun first episode too. It's one of the more entertaining ones.
Definitely so, yeah. Was.
Fully Glee. First episode is great.
I only remember the very beginning of it because it has that awesome song by the Pedals Play, and I think it's called One. No, it's not called One. It's called something like that. And it's really awesome. And then you see the title Fully Glee come up, and it's great. So yeah.
Alright. Then let's move to game.
Alright, my number five is High School of the Dead.
No, I'm kidding.
There was just something about it that separated itself from the entire show. It felt like it had a lot of production value in it, and I don't know, maybe like the way the ending song tied in and all the soundtracks and everything, it was really good.
Something, yeah, that first episode left you feeling very
good. Something about it had a charm to it, but yeah.
Alright. Then let's go to King.
My number five would be Yankee-kun and Megane-chan, because, you know, you get to meet, I don't even remember her name is, but the glasses.
It's Megane-chan.
You know, who's actually a delinquent, and she's just so stupid.
Are you talking about the one shot or the first chapter?
Because I'm talking about the first chapter where she keeps on messing with him when he's inside the bathroom. And
he's in the bathroom and she keeps peeking over the stall looking at him like, what is he doing in there? Yeah.
It's really stupid.
Stupid. I love that.
Alright. All right. Then let's go to Ben.
Alright, my number five goes to Samurai Champloo. That one anime, I just really like how it was done. I really liked how they started out with the, I think, didn't they start out with, like, showing both Jin and,
Jin Mugen? And Mugen were about to get executed.
Yeah, about to get executed, and then you, like, flash back to, like, when they don't even know each other, and the episode keeps going between each of them, and showing them fighting several people, and it's really cool, and then they all go back, you know, everything comes full circle in the episode. It's just really well done. And I thought that's like, yeah, I thought that was one of my favorite parts. Favorite episode's probably Samurai Champloo so far. I don't know. Maybe. I just like the way it was done. So yeah, that's mine.
Alright. And my number five is Eating the East, which starts out pretty interestingly. Yay. Which you first see this guy naked with the gun in one hand and what's it called?
In front of the White House.
Yeah. And that's how he meets the main girl, and it's pretty interesting how that works out. It's a really great strong start for the series.
Yeah, and he just goes around barring people's pants and clothes and stuff like that, taking them off the streets and shit. It's funny shit.
Yeah. That's my number five. So let's go to back up to Lurks for number fours.
You know, I'm gonna switch my three and four right now. So my number four is going to go to Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
That was a fantastic first episode.
Yeah, it was really good. It's very action-y. It's a great way to introduce the three main characters together. But the best part of that first episode, like, after they kind of defeat whatever the hell that thing was, I cannot remember what they're called for the life of me.
The Beast Man or whatever.
Yeah. Like, that part where he shoots up into the sky and they all look out on the horizon like, see Earth for the first, like, see the surface for the first time. That was a really good moment.
Yeah.
That's a really good
That's moment. The high point of that first episode. That's probably what
that
makes
That was
it.
The climax.
That's probably, yeah, the climax of the show. The rest is just falling action and everything.
Yeah. That's a good first episode. I like, yeah. It's a good way to start off that series. So, Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann, my number four.
All right. Then, let's go to Gabe.
All right. My number four is Welcome to the NHK. It's a really mellow and very calm show, and it's a little bizarre at the time. It really just sets up everything, and then it very slowly starts the plot. It was really smooth, and everything it was a good one. It was nothing spectacular, but that's what makes it really good. It's just calm and collect, and then it just did it right away, and it did it right. So yeah.
Then let's go to King.
My number four would be the Dot Hack for Coma. And
wait, mainly, what?
For Coma?
Yeah, Dot Hack for Coma. The for Coma for Dot Hack is just pure randomness. It has Kite, which is the main character of the first game. He's usually, in the game, he's, you know, shy, and he's, like, very much a hero character. But in the for Coma, he's a jerk. Like, your partner, Black Rose, has her brother who's in the coma, and you have your friend in the coma. And in the first chapter, Black Rose was like, you know, I have my brother and you have your friend who are both in the comas. We must go to the hospital a lot to, like, check up on them, right? And then Kite's like, no, not really. And he just shrugs. And, like, they're fighting the final boss of the first game. And everyone's like, oh, snap, my food's on fire. Or, oh, snap, something's happened, I have to log out. And then everyone just leaves, and the final boss is like, what the fuck? So, it's just really stupid crap. It's pretty funny.
All right. Then let's move to Ben.
All right. My number four is Elfenlied, the first episode. Or Elfenlied. Fine. First episode of that, I thought it was great. I thought that was actually my favorite episode of Elfen, L-I-E-D. I really like it. It was
Lied.
Like...
It's Lied.
Whatever. Lied. It was like, I don't know, it had a great atmosphere to it at the beginning with, what's her name? Lucy? Lucy, and her, she's just singing or humming or whatever that song that you hear throughout the entire anime. And it's just so ominous, and you know, it's kind of scary. At the beginning, you just see her walk naked through the entire facility, murdering people. And it's just It turned into one of the staples for the anime too, that everyone was like talking about it. So,
like, so much gore and nudity in the first 5 minutes of that show. It's awesome.
I know, and that's why so many people liked this so much. And it did introduce all the characters pretty well, and showed a little bit of, what's her name? New at the end, too, which is pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Elfenlied.
Alright. And my number four is the first episode of Samurai Champloo, which,
yay,
as Ben stated, it's pretty well, has a different order to it than you would normally expect from a series. It goes back to the end, and then starts all the way back to that earlier that day. It's really interesting how that plays out. But, yeah, that's my number four. Let's go back up to lyrics for number threes.
Okay. So my new number three, it goes to one of my favorite series of all time. It's the first episode of Kimi ni Todoke. Because I liked... Now, the reason I picked the first episode of Kimi ni Todoke at, like, the first chapter in the manga is because the first episode in the actual anime joins together the episode 0 one-shot and the actual first chapter of the manga, and it's done really well. It's just really well paced and really well put together. Adding the two chapters together, and I don't know.
Well, I can't really say anything about the manga with any experience of reading the manga, but like I did like the first episode of Kimi ni Todoke. It had a certain charm to it that you know it was really nice to. I liked it. I really did.
Yeah, I've watched. I was when I was doing this top five list. I was actually going back and rewatching some first episodes, and I think this is like the only one that I actually watched the first episode in its entirety over again because of how much I like it. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a Kimi ni Todoke fanboy, but
nah, that's fine.
But yeah, that's my number three.
All right, then let's go to Gabe.
Alright, my number three is the first episode of Higurashi, When They Cry. Because it was from the first moment, it's shocking, and from then on, it's like, it's really a balance of funny and calm, and then becomes mysterious and serious, and, hey, it rhymes. Really mysterious creepy. And thrilling. Like, if the very first moments when he's bashing those people's heads in, it was just shocking, like, it was nothing you would expect, and then from then on you just expect more out of the show. So I thought it was a really good decision to do it like that.
Right. Then let's go to King.
Number three would be Haru Tanatsu, the first chapter, which I doubt anyone has
read.
Wait,
which one was that again? Which one is that?
Basically, it's about the main character who goes to ask supposedly the main heroine out because they have been hanging out for a while, but she declines. So, you know, he's shocked and everything. But like that night that he was rejected, he gets a call from her saying that she wants to cook for him. So he's like, "What is going on?" You know. So he thinks it's just just her being nice about rejecting him. So he goes to her house, and it turns out that she has like a twin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's that one.
I remember now. Yeah.
And then the twin that rejected him starts, he confessed to the wrong twin, basically. And the twin that he rejected him starts liking him because she thinks that. Because when he came back to the house, he apologized for asking her out, and she thought he was weird, so she started liking him. But the actual girl that he likes turns out to be a yander, and she carries like a butcher knife everywhere, and she doesn't want people stealing what belongs to her and crap, so it's hilarious. Yeah, right. Like she's usually shy, but then she breaks out her butcher knife, so.
Then let's go to Vin.
Alright, my third choice would go to first chapter of Osama Game, or King's Game, which King and me read recently. I don't know why, but I really... It's not just like... It's not that I like this chapter. It's that I found this chapter really... what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of different, I guess. I don't know. I just liked how it, like, went between, like, this ominous text message that all the kids are getting, but you kind of... Everyone was just fucking around with it until someone, fucking died, and then everyone's like, oh shit, now we gotta stop fucking around. And the text messages are like, if you don't know what King's Game is about, it's where the king, you have to follow the king's rules, and if you don't, well, yeah. But anyway, all the messages are really perverted, and it just gets really out of control, and it's just a very crazy first chapter. The end of it, by the end, it gets really crazy, so I'm hoping that manga gets better, but that was a really great opener. I thought it made room for a lot of potential in that manga, so I can't wait. So yeah, my number three.
Alright. And my number three is Elfenlied. With so much chaos going on in the first episode, it really pulls you in. I think the first time I saw this... What?
Did you just move your list, like, one up from mine? Because we're having, like, the same shit.
No, Van, I just had it, and you took it, and I was sad.
I planned it all along.
Now you know how it feels to have your thunder stolen.
But I think the first time I saw this was like on some feed on JTV, and I had like just had to search for what that series was, and I found it, and I finished it, and I was sad, but I'm so happy that I finished it. It was awesome. So, let's go to number twos. Let's go back to Lurkst.
Okay, my number two goes to the first episode of Clannad. That first episode is really, really good. And it's not like the episode... I mean, the episode in its entirety is actually really good, but the first, like... I think it's like 2 minutes before the opening starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the greatest part of that whole entire, like, first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see Tomoya talking about how he hates the city he lives in and hates, like, everything around him. And then he has, like, that small conversation with Nagisa, and then they go to school.
Yeah. Sweet pan bread. Is that's, what you said?
Sweet pan bread.
No, it was
sweet
just
bean bread.
Sniff.
It was sweet bean bread.
Sweet bean bread.
Whatever the hell it was, I don't know.
It was
a great exposition. I really liked it.
You know what's great about it though is like how that whole scene was in like in black and white.
Yeah,
and
like they put a blue filter on it, and then
when she notices Tomoya, it like turns to color, and I'm like, this show's gonna be good.
And it was. And then After Story is the greatest anime ever.
Yeah, too bad the first episode of After Story wasn't as good.
The first episode
has that whole baseball game.
And then with Yoshino doing his speeches.
Yoshino, children, this is the only gift I can afford to give you.
It's just a moral speech. He's like, I have no money, but I can give you this.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but...
yeah, Clannad has one of the better first episodes ever. It's good.
Alright, then let's go to Gabe.
Alright, my number two is the first episode of Death Note. I think you guys know what I'm talking about when I say Death Note. I mean, you know, Light finding the Death Note, Grant getting this power, and starting it right away, and then being confronted and challenged by L. It was the greatest thing ever.
That all happened in the first episode?
I'm pretty sure that didn't happen in the first episode.
Yes, it did. Well, no. Not all of that, but, you know, it was pretty a good sure. first oh. episode, because it's when it all started, because he found all that, and the pacing was really good, from finding Death Note, and, you know, doing whatever he wanted to do with it, telling his intentions. It was a really good episode.
Okay, then let's go to King.
Alright, my number two, I don't know. I'll say it is... I can't decide between my two and one.
Say I'm... No.
I'll say number two is The World God Only Knows, then.
Okay. You know what? I thought of that. I'll go and then I'll tell you about it later.
The first chapter is freaking long. It's 62 pages. And it builds, you know, it starts up everything. And it has the Chie character in it, the track girl. She's awesome. So.
Oh, boy.
That's what I want to say. Oh, what's his name? If it's a girl, it's a reverse trap, not a trap.
What?
Like, if it's a manly girl, then it's a reverse trap.
What are you talking about?
He said it's a trap character, isn't it?
No, what?
I could have sworn he said trap.
I said Chie.
Yeah, you said trap after.
No, I didn't. I said trap.
Track. Trap character.
Oh.
Sorry, Gabe's... Save Gabe's fascination for trap characters. Shut out again.
Shut up.
Too much of that. Yeah. Too much of those trap mongers. Whatever.
All right. Then let's go to Ven.
All right. Do you have any idea what it is, Dave?
I hope it's not my number two.
I hope it's not either. But my number two is Cross Game.
Okay. Good.
The anime. Okay. Good. Yeah. I think me and Dave are the only one that's actually seen Cross Game here, so I'll try and keep this a little under the radar. But yeah, I was trying to get everyone to watch the first episode of Cross Game only because I really, 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 really liked this first episode, especially opposed to the next few episodes of it. I mean, they're still really good, but the first episode is so it's very powerful near like the second half of it. It's very, it gets you very, it moves you in a way that one episode should never be able to move a person before. It's just such a great. I guess I praise it too much. It's still not. It still leaves off a lot that could have been. It could have been stretched out for like three episodes, but it still, I thought it was really well done, and I really did feel strongly for that first episode. It made me want to watch the rest of that anime, so I really give my props to whoever directed that damn Anime Cross game, so whoever created it, I mean. So, yeah. My number two.
All right. And my number two is the first episode of Toradora. And I remember that as one of, like, the best character introductions. It kept me hooked for the rest. I just marathoned it from there on, and I loved it. It was really spectacular.
Part where she flies into the closet.
Oh, yeah.
And she rolls out.
Desks. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my number two. So let's go to our number ones. Let's head it back up to lyrics.
I think I know what Vincito's number one is now. Because...
No, you don't, because it's going to be yours, isn't it?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because my number one is the single greatest first episode ever created, and it's Gare Zero.
Okay.
The first episode for Gare Zero is fucking phenomenal. Part of the reason why it's so good is because it's an original, like... It's an original adaptation. Because Gare Zero is a complete... prequel to the manga, so the whole entire season, like the whole entire series of Gare Zero, is an original, like, made up story. And that first episode is just, I can't even describe it, because it deals with this organization called the Supernatural. God damn it!
No one knows their name.
It deals with, like, these two like, this team that deals with supernatural, like, demons and things like that. And so, they got, like, these orange jumpsuits, and they're driving around, and they're, like, shooting up demons and shit. And, like, they kill, like, this giant, just fucking lizard demon. And they're all like, good job, guys, yeah. Yeah. Great job. And then they're all killed. Just... They're all slaughtered.
Way to be subtle about that one, Lurks.
It's the first episode. Who gives a fuck? I'm just saying.
Who cares?
If you watch it and see that first episode, you'll realize, like, just how powerful it is. It's really good.
All right.
Fucking best first episode of all time. Good God.
Okay. Then let's move to Gabe.
All right. I know this show's made a lot of my number ones before, but my number one for the best first episode is the first episode of Code Geass.
Okay, I was going to say, if it was negative, I was about to bitch out for a second.
Yeah, it's Code Geass.
It's, Gabe, you don't put Clannad on your top five?
I replaced Clannad with Higurashi.
I don't know you anymore, Gabe.
Don't worry. I'm going to make up for it. Just hold on. Code Geass first episode was everything building up to the very moment where Lelouch announced his rebellion. It was, you know, oh my God, it was so good. And then the last line he said, which marks his rebellion, was, you know, the very last thing in the show. And then it just ends. It was so good. And it made me want to watch the entire show, and I did watch the entire show. It was awesome. And the first episode was so good.
Wait. Oh, son of a bitch!
What?
Nothing. God damn it. I'll bring it up later. Fuck!
Alright.
Alright. Then let's go to King.
My number one... will be Yotsuba.
Oh!
Because Yotsuba's amazing.
Doesn't matter.
You know how many times I've read first chapter of Yotsuba? Like, a million times, so. Yeah.
her in that damn swing set, man.
I love it. It's a weirdo.
Alright. Let's go to Van.
Alright. Yeah. Anyway, my number one, never said before, is the single greatest first episode ever made. It's Gare Zero, Fuck You. I forget how many people have actually seen this anime here, but the first episode, I don't know if you noticed, but it starts out, I don't know if it had an opening for the first episode, did it?
No, it didn't.
Okay, well, it just starts out, and the entire opening, you see a guy, like, standing on a motorcycle with dual-wielding pistols in his hand, shooting a giant, like, Lost Planet monster, like, thing from that video game. Shit and CG and shit. And you just see, like, this entire group of people, and, like, I think they're wearing orange or something like that.
Wearing, orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, wearing orange jumpsuits, and they're fighting off. And at one point, you just see them all, you just see a few of them get picked off, and you can't see what's killing them, and it just leads up to an amazing, like, it just gory mess of a climax that ends off beautifully into the ending song, where it just cuts off, like, fucking blacks out just right at the end, and just cuts off to one of the most amazing ending sequences that ties into an episode probably ever. And that ending probably tied into, actually, that they used that for the rest of the anime. The director for that anime was incredible, because he would use the ending to such extents to like make you just want to watch the next episode more, because he'd leave off the episode at a perfect time to where the ending song would fit perfectly in it. And it's just a great first episode, made you want to watch the second one. And then after the second one, you watch the next one, and then you'd kind of take a break because it was all about school and shit. So, you know. But yeah, I love Gare Zero's first episode. So, number one.
All right.
Yeah.
And my number one.
Take us home, Dave.
Is Fully Glee. And that starts off as like pretty regular show, but then it explodes into something crazy. Like this alien woman rams into a boy and he starts having this huge bump on his head, and then grows into a big robot, and then you see this giant robot fight later on in the in the episode. It's like crazy and wild, and I just loved it, and I got so into it. I just marathoned the rest of the series after that.
Not hard to marathon a 6-episode series, Dave. But
yeah,
I was like, yeah. I don't know. It's so eye-catching and appealing. That's all I can say about it. So, honorable mentions.
I got a ton of them.
Let's go to
one name too many.
Just say the names and go on like the really big ones.
Yeah, I'll just list them off real quick. So my honorable mentions go to C, the new spring show, Elf and Liad, High School of the Dead, Fractale had a really good first episode, Samurai Champloo. I gave it to Berserk because that's like I've only watched the first episode, but I've remembered it so well. And the reason why I flipped to shit during the show is because I should have put Code Geass R2's first episode in there.
Really? The reason I put R1 is because I thought you guys wouldn't agree with R2's first episode.
No, I would agree with R2 because...
Why you gotta judge us, Dave?
Because Lelouch in the first episode of R2 isn't a complete fucking douchebag. And he's not a pussy.
What are you talking about? He was incredible in the first season.
I would disagree.
Okay. He's a douchebag for the entire series, so doesn't
matter. Well, that's true. I think he was a better character in that first episode of R2, though.
You know what was good about the first episode of R2? Seeing Valette, is that her name, Valetta?
Mm-hmm.
As a school teacher. Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
That was beautiful.
All right, guys.
All right.
Calling a bunny suit.
Yeah. Well,
Dave, there's fan service for everyone.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Got anything else next?
That's it.
Alright.
Alright, let's go to
Gabe. Alright, only a few. Gurren Lagann, Haruhi, Brotherhood, Azuma and Gedaiyo, and then, of course, Clannad. I absolutely love Clannad's first episode for all the reasons that Lurks already said. It, I just didn't put it on my list though, because I don't know. I gotta give some other animes a chance. I would have put Clannad first somewhere in there, but you know, I still absolutely love it. And that's about it.
All right, let's go to King.
No honorable mentions.
Ever.
Okay.
A persona.
Let's go to Ben.
Just a quick few. Brotherhood's first episode, I really liked it. Ranma 1/2, I don't know why I left this off my list, but I did really like Ranma 1/2's episode. And Gantz. Even though I fucking hate that anime, I still liked the first episode and chapter. It was a very interesting take on somebody's life, so yeah. Well, maybe the first chapter was better than the first episode, so whatever. Yeah.
Alright. And my little mentions Code Geass, High School of the Dead, Harley, and Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember Cowboy Bebop's first episode at all.
I also want to say Bukano's first episode. Even though it was a clusterfuck of fuck, it was still cool.
Alright. I guess that's it.
Everyone should say Bukano's first, just because of the one guy with the eye.
Alright. This has been Anime Air Flight Podcast Top 5. Thank you for listening. どうして僕だけがこの